Take your Bible, please, and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. It is good to see you this morning. I'm glad you're here. We started a series a few weeks ago on the life of faith, and so we'll continue that today. We begin in Hebrews chapter 11, and what Hebrews 11 does is to give us a description of faith. And we said the description of faith found in Hebrews chapter 11 speaks of the reality of our faith. The reality of our faith is knowing God, to know God in a personal way, to know the God that loves us and cares for us and who wants to have a relationship for us. The root of faith that we talked about in Hebrews chapter 11 was this: the evidence of God. The evidence of God found in Scripture, the evidence of God seen in creation. And so that was the root of our faith, to be obedient to the Word of God. We talked there about the result of our faith, and that is the will of God. So the reality of our faith is knowing God. The root of our faith is hearing God. And then the result of faith is being obedient to Him. So we talked about that in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 goes from a description of what faith is to a demonstration of faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, there's a list of people that are found here that demonstrate to us what a life of faith is all about. Last week, we talked about Abel. We talked about how Abel demonstrates to us what it is to worship in faith. Today we're going to look at another demonstration of faith from the book of Hebrews and talk this morning about a man by the name of Enoch. And so I want you to look at Hebrews 11 and Hebrews 11 and verse 5 and 6, and we'll speak to these verses this morning. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Today, what I want to do is look at Enoch here and look at his life and talk about what it is to walk with God. Now, the background of the Enoch story is found in Genesis chapter 5. If you flip over to Genesis chapter 5, you find the verses there that speak of Enoch. So in Genesis chapter 5, if you want to look there, in verses 21 and following is where you find the verses that speak of Enoch. But I want to point out to you something from these verses from the Old Testament, and then we'll get going here this morning. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 21, the Bible says Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. So he was the father of Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters, so that all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. And those verses speaking of Enoch, two times the Bible mentions that he walked with God. Some of the translations translate that verse this way, that Enoch pleased God. To walk with God means that we are pleasing God. So this morning as we talk about Enoch, we're talking about a walk of faith. We're talking about faithfulness. We're talking about continuing our walk with God when we establish that walk with Him and in saving faith. Then what God wants us to do is to continue that walk. So we see that in the life of Enoch, how it's demonstrated to us. The Bible tells us that when he was 65 years old, that he had a life-changing event to take place in his life. He became a daddy. He became a daddy to the oldest man who ever lived in the Bible, a man by the name of Methuselah. Now, as many as you know, that can be a life-changing event. Now, there's other life-changing events that come our way, but I can remember, you know, first time you leave the hospital with that bundle of joy, you think, what in the world have I got here, and what am I going to do? You know, how are we going to make it? But it was a life-changing event for him. And, you know, there's other life-changing events that come our way. It's really interesting, you know, how to really see these life-changing events, how really it turns us to God. So this was an event in Enoch's life that turned him to God. The Bible tells us that after 65 years old, when most of us are thinking about retirement and, you know, kind of taking it easy, he became a dad. He lived 300 years after that. He lived a total of 365 years. But for 300 years, the Bible tells us he walked with God. The atheist says there is no God. Christians, we believe in God. The agnostic says, I cannot know God. He doesn't go as far as the atheist to say that there's not a God, but he says, I cannot know God. When Lee Strobel, in his book, The Case of Faith, was doing that interview with Charles Templeton. And Templeton, late in his life, was a person who really walked away from God. He asked Templeton the question, at this age in your life, do you ever think about being wrong, about not having faith in God? Templeton said, absolutely not. When it comes to faith, we need to be right about God. When it comes to faith, we need to be right about what it is to have faith in God. In Enoch's story today, what we see demonstrated here is what it means to be right about God. The first truth that I want to talk about here is the Bible says that Enoch believed God. The Bible says that the person that comes to God must believe that He is. In other words, you have to believe in God. Enoch, to begin his walk with God, believed in God. He wasn't like the atheist who said there is no God. He wasn't like an agnostic who says you can't know God. But Enoch was a person who came to God in belief. He believed that He is. He believed that God was the God of creation. He believed that He was the God to worship. He believed that He was the God that we put faith in. So as we look at Enoch's life, then what we understand is that we are to believe in God. We're to come to Him and have belief in Him. So he believed in God. And so that was his step of faith. That's how it began with him. The Bible also tells us that what Enoch did was to seek God. In other words, he sought God. And he sought God, Hebrews 11:6 says, that those who seek God, you know, will find God. You must seek God in order to find Him and to worship Him. And so let's talk about seeking God. Seeking God pleases Him. The Bible tells us that Enoch was a man who sought God. He wanted to know God. Wherever you are in your life today, it may be that you have a walk with God, it may be that you don't have a walk with God. Maybe you have questions about salvation, or you have questions about the Bible. Maybe you have doubts. Whatever you are, you know, if there's a desire in your heart to know God and seek God, the Bible teaches us that we can know Him. So what Enoch was, he was a man who sought God. He was seeking after God, and he wanted to know God. One of the verses that I found, and I've never seen this verse like this before this week in the Old Testament, with Psalm 43 and verse 4. And what that Psalm verse and Psalm spoke to me about was the reward. What is the reward of seeking God? Hebrews chapter 11 says that God will reward those who believe that He is and believe and seek Him and trust Him and put faith in Him. So what is the reward? The reward is simply this. In Psalm 43 and verse 4, and this verse blessed my heart, it says, "Then I will go to the altar of God, to the God of my, the God of my exceeding joy." So what is the reward for seeking God? The reward in seeking God is knowing Him. The reward of God is the exceeding joy of our life to know that we have found God. And to know that we have a relationship with Him. Over and over again in the Bible speaks of this. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9, David said to Solomon, "If you will seek Him, you will find Him." God is a rewarder of those who seek Him. This is a wonderful truth in the Bible. And this is the truth that separates Christianity from all the religions of the world. That we can know Him. That He is a personal God. That He's a God who cares. That He's a loving God. And we can know Him. If you want to know God, you can know God. Now, these other religions of the world don't teach that. Christianity does. Christianity says that we have a personal God. A God who knows, a God who cares, and a God who wants to have a relationship with us. Psalm chapter 119, verse 10. David says, "With my whole heart have I sought thee." Proverbs 8:17. "I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me." Jeremiah 29:13. "You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And then in Matthew 6 and verse 33, the Bible tells us, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And so what is the reward? The reward is the joy of knowing Him and having a relationship with Him. The Bible tells us that what Enoch did was to believe God. The Bible tells us that Enoch was one who sought God. He wanted to know God. He wanted to have a relationship with Him. How did he know that? He knew that all the way back from Adam and Eve. He knew that from Abel. He knew that from the next generation. And so he had the example of what it was to walk with God, to know God, and to establish that worship with God. The third thing he did was this. The Bible tells us that he walked with God. In Hebrews 11 verse 5, the Bible says very clearly here that he walked with God. In Genesis, two times I mentioned to you, there it says that he walked with God. And so he had a walk with God. See, in the New Testament, this walk with God is mentioned over and over again. And in the New Testament, what the walk of God represents is this. It represents faithful living among believers. Our walk begins when we come to saving faith in Christ. But see, the continual walk with God is the continual faithfulness of belief, of faith, of continuing that relationship that we have with Him, that fellowship and communion that we have with God on a daily basis. It is daily communion with God. That is walking with God. As I said, that is pleasing to God. That is how Enoch pleased God. He had a walk with God. So what's implied by it is there is reconciliation. They have agreement with each other, and that's what the Bible says. Amos 3, chapter 3 and verse 3, "Can two walk together unless they agree?" So there's reconciliation. That's what happens when we come to Christ. We put faith in Him. We are reconciled with God. Our sins are forgiven, so that's implied. There's a corresponding nature here. 2 Peter says we receive a divine nature. That divine nature within us. And so, our desires for Him And we have a desire to do His will and walk with Him. There is a surrendered will there. God is not going to force His will on your life. He's not going to force you to come to salvation. He's not going to force you to begin this walk with Him. And so in Enoch, what you see here is an example, a demonstration of what it is to have a surrendered will, to want to have a daily walk with God. And the Bible tells us, for 300 years, he walked with God. You see the continuing faith here. And you know, for Enoch, the Bible tells us that, you know, his life-changing event happened at 65. I don't know when your salvation experience happened in your life. But you know, it's life-changing. And that's where our walk begins. And so where are you now? Are you continuing that walk with him? Are you faithful in that walk? And so what you see in Hebrews 11 demonstrated to us is different people in various stages of life facing different circumstances. But what God is showing us in Hebrews 11 is how they dealt with those circumstances and what they did. And God is saying, okay, right here's your example. If you're at a place where you're having a lot of doubts, if you're at a place where you're having a lot of difficulty as far as faith and belief in God, and maybe you think God doesn't care, or maybe you think that God isn't going to answer my prayer, look at Hebrews 11. For 300 years, here's a man who had up and downs in his life. I'm sure he had difficult circumstances along the way. But he showed us what it was to be faithful in our walk with God. Now, Enoch did something else. This is found in a little epistle of Jude. And in verses 14 and 15, here's what it says about Enoch. In those verses, it says to us that Enoch was a person who preached for God. Now, what you think about here is this. It wasn't easy for him to live for God in his generation. The Bible says in verse 14 of Jude that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. In other words, he was talking about the second coming. He was a preacher of the second coming of Christ to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly. I want you to notice here how many times the word ungodly is used. That's the first time. Among them, of all their ungodly deeds, second time, which they have committed in an ungodly, third way, and all the harsh things which are ungodly, for, that's the fourth way, sinners have spoken against him. In other words, it wasn't a, you know, he didn't have an easy time to live for the Lord. Very difficult time. Not many people were believing. Not many people were walking with God. It was an evil day. It was a day where there was a lot of sin that was rampant. Over and over again, the Bible describes it as being an ungodly time. Now, here in America, the landscape has changed as far as Christianity. I mean, it has. We are in a different day. And we're in a different day when it comes to how people look at the Bible, what they think about church, what they think about, you know, the truth of the gospel and all that. And so, you are going to be challenged in your faith. So what are you going to do? When the challenge comes to your faith, what are you going to do? Look at Enoch. What did he do? He stayed faithful to God. He didn't let what was going on in his generation affect him as far as his faithfulness. But he kept believing, kept preaching, kept walking, kept trusting. And so that is the example for us to follow. So that's the life of Enoch. But there's something else about the life of Enoch that I want to talk about, and it's this. That Enoch went to be with God. is a perfect illustration of a pre-tribulation Christian believer, if you want to put it that way. He's a perfect picture of what's going to happen at the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Bible tells us, in that moment we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye, brother. Amen. And that's the blessed hope that we have. And so Enoch is a picture of that. You look at Genesis chapter 5, and here's what it says. There's a theme repeated there 7 times. Begins to talk about Adam. And talk about Adam's generation, and when it gets to the end of that, you know what it says? And he died. Talks about the next person. And at the end of that generation, he says, and he died. And he goes on to another generation, on to another generation. 7 times in that chapter, that phrase, and he died, is repeated. The theologians call that and he died chapter. That's what they call it, okay? But what's different about that chapter is when you come to Enoch. Amen. Amen. And you know what it says? And he was taken. Because he was not. Amen? He was. Because God took him. He went to be with God. There's no person that went to heaven without dying. You know who that was? That was Elijah. Enoch and Elijah went to heaven without dying. Now, I don't know when that time's going to come. I don't know when the Lord's going to return, but I know this. You better be ready. And we need to be ready. And the way that we're ready when he comes again is to do what Enoch did, and that is walk with God. I guess the older you get, it's natural to think more about heaven. And I do. But see, the appeal of heaven to me now, you know, streets of gold fine, and, you know, the street of gold and the pearly gates and all that. You know, the main thing, you know, you want to be with Jesus. That's the main thing there. But I'll tell you another appeal to heaven to me is this. No more sin. I can't wait. Can you? No more sin. No more death. No more brokenness. No more sickness. No more disappointments. No more difficulty. And you know what this may be today? That here we are walking with God and he comes and poof, there we go. I mean, that'd be a wonderful thing. You know, the old timer preachers, Glenn, yeah, I know you've heard this. Old timers used to say, you know, when the Lord comes, they want to be in the pulpit preaching, you know, and say, Lord, come on. And that'd be a wonderful thing to happen. But in order to do that, you got to know him. You got to believe that he is. And you got to put personal faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If you want to know God, you can know God. You know, Einstein said this about God. He believed in a God. But where Einstein was wrong was here, at this point. Einstein didn't believe that you could know him, that you could have a personal relationship with God. Einstein was a smart fella, but he was wrong about that. You can know God. And my friend, that's something you don't need to be wrong about. You need to know him. John chapter 6 says this, he who comes to me, I'll not turn away. If you want to know him, if you want to have that relationship with him, then we invite you to come and trust him today. Christian friend, here's what I want you to see from this chapter. Keep that faithful walk. Stay faithful with him. Have that daily communion with him. Have that daily fellowship with him. That's what we see in the life of Enoch. Don't walk away from it. Just stay close to him, okay? Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, we just thank you today for your word. And we thank you today for the truth. of Scripture today. And we preached today about Enoch. And what a great lesson this is for us today. Lord, for those here today who haven't established this walk with you, I pray that you'd help them to realize that the first step in the walk begins when they get saved. Father, for those who need to take that step today, that first step, I pray that they would come today and put faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those of us who are believers. I pray that we could look at the story of Enoch and be encouraged. Enoch lived in a very difficult day, but yet he remained faithful. And Lord, that's what you want from us as believers. You want us to have that daily walk with you, that daily communion with you, that daily fellowship with you. Lord, you want us to walk daily with you. The way the Bible describes that is to say this, that we are to walk in the Spirit. The Bible also says that we're to walk in truth. We're to walk in honesty. We're to walk in love. The Bible tells us that we're to walk even as Jesus walked. And he walked in perfect communion with you. And Lord, as believers today, that's the challenge for us, is to walk like Jesus walked and to follow in his footsteps. Father, bless in this invitation time, I pray. In your name, amen.